Welcome back to this week's DBM Strategy Call Part 1, folks. We have another packed episode for you today. The past week has delivered an overwhelming wave of news spanning major macroeconomic shifts, massive geopolitical breakthroughs, and a staggering intersection of AI, robotics, and crypto.
Yes, if you thought the markets were taking a breather, think again. From the biggest banks in the U.S. drawing a line in the sand against stablecoins, to SpaceX hitting the public markets with a Bitcoin twist, to AI agents executing millions of transactions, the landscape is shifting incredibly fast. As ever, we work to keep up with these high-level developments and nurture our digital businesses into the remainder of this decade. Let's dive right into the macro picture.
Absolutely. The macro and traditional finance picture is evolving fast, Sarah. Let's start with the traditional banking system, because the hegemony walls are officially crumbling after all these years. In a massive story broken by the Wall Street Journal, JP Morgan, Citi, Bank of America, and Wells Fargo are teaming up. They're building a tokenized deposit network, scheduled to launch by 2027. They're leveraging blockchain payment rails through the clearinghouse.
This is pure defensive positioning, John. If you can't beat them, join them. The big four are seeing the massive traction of stablecoins like USDT and USDC and realizing that capital is migrating out of traditional checking accounts as people vote with their money. By tokenizing deposits, they will attempt to keep liquidity inside the legacy ecosystem while offering the programmatic speed of blockchain.
Exactly. And while U.S. banks are building rails, global regulators are opening the floodgates. In the U.K., the Financial Conduct Authority has finally proposed allowing retail investment funds to hold up to 10% in crypto ETNs, exchange-traded notes. This means everyday U.K. investors could soon get crypto exposure natively inside their standard retirement or brokerage portfolios without the perceived hassle of managing private keys.
And don't forget Japan. They now officially recognize crypto as a mainstream financial asset. They're changing how it's treated under the law, shifting it to the same category as traditional stocks. Crucially, they're slashing the maximum tax rate on crypto gains from a brutal 55% down to a flat 20% by 2028. That is a total game changer for retail and institutional liquidity in Asia.
It really is. Meanwhile, their central bank is tightening. After years of low interest rates, the Bank of Japan is reportedly set to hike its rates to 1% this month, its highest level since 1995. That's going to shake up global carry trades in a big way this year.
On the product front, Coinbase is already bridging the hegemony gap in real time in 2026. They've partnered with Cardless to launch a USDC-backed credit card. Users can use their stablecoin holdings as collateral for credit line approvals. It's a brilliant financial inclusion play for people who have wealth on-chain but might not pass the rigid, archaic traditional credit checks of TradFi.
Okay, let's pivot to geopolitics because energy markets just got a massive jolt. Trump announced again that a diplomatic deal is scheduled to be signed, declaring that the Strait of Hormuz will open to all maritime traffic. It seems AI is taking its place ahead of the military-industrial complex as the means to keep nation-states in line. Now it's all in the timing. The Strait of Hormuz is the world's most vital oil choke point. Reopening it fully, and by extension, easing sanctions on Iran, immediately eases global oil and energy price anxieties. We're looking at significant downward pressure on oil and energy prices in coming weeks.
Which is a double win for the digital asset space. Lower energy costs directly translate to higher profitability for Bitcoin miners. And lower inflation pressures give central banks more room to breathe.
Speaking of sovereign decisions, Hungary has completely reversed course. They are moving to decriminalize crypto trading, officially ending former Prime Minister Viktor Orbán's years of short-sighted regulatory crackdown. Are parts of old Europe finally realizing that banning crypto just pushes innovation elsewhere in this digitally connected world?
Next up, we have some Bitcoin market analysis and corporate treasury innovations. Let's talk about Bitcoin's price action, because the bears got absolutely trapped this week. BTC briefly plunged and broke below February's low, dragging prices down to $59,000. It looked scary, but the market rebounded fiercely on bullish news later in the week.
A total bear trap. Buyers stepped in hard and pushed the weekly close right back above the 200-week simple moving average, right on cue.
Historically, holding this exact line has signaled the ultimate cyclical bottom zone. We saw it at $200 in 2015, $3,000 in 2018, and $5,400 during March 2020. Closing the week above it suggests the drop to $59,000 was just a liquidity hunt.
And most telling, the institutional players didn't flinch. Coinbase's John D'Agostino noted this week that family offices and sovereign wealth funds are actively accumulating the dip. There is zero institutional panic while they continue to shake out retail. Bernstein backed this up, stating that corporate treasuries and institutions have poured roughly $12 billion into Bitcoin this year alone, cementing its status as a premier global store of value despite ETF inflows and outflows.
And looking at strategy, they bought another 1,550 BTC for $101.3 million at an average price of $65,332. To put that in perspective, that buy order is nearly 48 times larger than their minor tactical 32 BTC sale earlier in June. As ever, Michael Saylor is relentless and seems to be playing to the Wall Street gatekeepers ahead of stock market listing.
But the crown jewel of Treasury news this week belongs to Elon Musk and SpaceX. SpaceX made its highly anticipated NASDAQ IPO debut at $135 a share. Their S-1 filing revealed something spectacular. SpaceX holds 18,722 BTC on its balance sheet. They originally bought it for $661 million, and it's now worth over $1.1 billion. The filing notes they view Bitcoin as a strategic reserve for excess cash.
Yes, and Saylor immediately congratulated Musk on X, pointing out that with SpaceX now public, 25% of the Magnificent Eight elite tech companies now officially hold Bitcoin on their balance sheets. The world is watching, some are realizing, and a few are acting. It's quite a thing to be ahead of this as long-term private Bitcoin owners.
And the SpaceX IPO created some incredible human interest stories, too. Juan Hernandez, a Mexican immigrant who joined SpaceX back in 2015 as a contractor making just $28 an hour, became a full-time employee and maxed out payroll deductions alongside a $10,000 equity grant. At the $135 IPO price, his remaining shares are worth $880,000, easily pushing him into millionaire status.
What's also wild is how the crypto native world reacted to that IPO. The exact moment SpaceX began trading on NASDAQ, tokenized SPXC shares went live on Solana. Now, users can trade SpaceX 24/7 on-chain, redeem them for actual equity, or transfer them to traditional brokerages. The barrier between Wall Street and Web3 is evaporating, fast, with liquidity surges working both ways for the first time in history.
Fascinating, and something to consider as we expand our digital businesses into the AI era. Okay, on that point, let's take a look at the sheer scale of capital moving into AI and infrastructure. The big tech hyperscalers, Google, Amazon, Meta, Microsoft, and Oracle, have issued a staggering $159 billion in debt in just the first 5 months of this year to fund AI data centers. That is 47% higher than all of 2025 combined. It's an arms race for sure, and the numbers are hard to comprehend. China is currently considering a $295 billion plan to build state-backed AI data centers across the country. OpenAI is also moving rapidly, having just confidentially filed for its IPO, with a public listing expected in 2027. We will be watching this closely. And look where they are building the infrastructure as SpaceX announces plans to begin testing AI data centers in space starting as early as next year.
Here's where it ties directly back to blockchain. AI agents need money. OpenAI and Visa just teamed up to allow AI agents to make online purchases autonomously. And we are already seeing this explode on chain. Per Chainalysis, agentic payments on Base just crossed 100 million transactions. Transfers above $1 now account for 95% of all AI agent payment value on Base, up from basically zero in mid-2025. AI agents aren't just using crypto, they are becoming the dominant users.
Heather is taking that concept to the physical world. Heather just led a massive $1.4 billion Series C round into NeuroRobotics, a top humanoid robotics startup in Germany. Heather isn't just investing. They're building USDT wallet technology directly into Neura's robots.
Let that sink in for a moment. Robots will be able to perform autonomous real-world tasks, receive USDT payouts into their own built-in wallets, and then use that crypto to pay other machines for parts or data without a single human intermediary. Neura has $1.2 billion in orders lined up and is targeting 5 million active robots by 2030. A great example as to why DBM focus on owning a piece of the blockchain and AI technologies well ahead of mass adoption.
Okay, to wrap things up, we have some fantastic updates from major decentralized networks. Chainlink has scored a massive real-world partnership. Predict Street, the official prediction market partner for the 2026 FIFA World Cup, selected Chainlink as its exclusive Oracle provider to handle real-time match settlements and instant payouts. That's going to be a massive stress test and showcase for Chainlink's data feeds on a global stage.
And on the political front, the Coinbase-backed advocacy group Stand With Crypto is piling massive pressure on Washington. Over 200 crypto organizations have sent a joint letter urging the U.S. Senate to bring the Clarity Act to the floor immediately to establish a clear federal framework for stablecoins. There's talk this week of the Clarity Act being in the Senate by 4th of July. We'll see.
Yes, digital asset momentum across infrastructure, corporate adoption, and regulatory clarity is simply unparalleled right now. That's all for this week's breakdown of the highest levels in play. Be sure to join us in the Engine Room as we take real action every day in these cutting-edge areas of blockchain, AI, and real-world applications. We're already years ahead in realization, education, ownership, and application. Now is the time to consolidate and capitalize before we kick on into the remainder of this decade as the world catches up in how to own digital assets, create powerful equity growth, and access to ongoing yield-based incomes. See you 11 a.m. UTC every Monday to discuss the practical side of running a successful digital business. See the show notes for access, and see you next time.